Well, Peter, it is a pleasure to be able to welcome you to Dallas. Now, over the course of the last 4 years, I've had a chance to welcome an awful lot of groups here to our city and to North Texas. But I can tell you it is always good to have a good conservative group that understands the importance of free enterprise. It wasn't that long ago that Laura and I came to Dallas for the second time. And the reason that we came is a lot of the reasons that you're here and the discussions that you're having. You see, my background is not on the public sector. I've had a chance to run companies in a lot of different fields. And most recently, we came back to Texas because I had a chance to move a company here. And I moved it here because of what Dallas and North Texas and all of Texas offers. And that is a terrific place to do business, one that understands that keeping taxes low is important, that understands regulations start impacting the ability of small, medium, and even large businesses to compete effectively, and the idea that it is a fiscal conservative state that understands the importance of keeping its house in order. Now, I get a chance to visit with governmental leaders and with business leaders all across the country. And I think one of the things that stands out about Dallas and all of Texas is there is still, with everything that's going on, an economy that's clearly stronger than the rest of the nation, with investments that are being made throughout our community on the private side. More than anything, though, I think what distinguishes us is a real belief in tomorrow, a sense of optimism of where we're going to go. And as I visit with those governmental leaders and those business leaders, more and more in other places of the country, and I'm sure that you see it, there's a real feeling, unfortunately, that the best part of the story is behind us, and it's easy to understand that. Laura and I have a 20-year-old daughter, and not long ago we had a conversation with her. She said, you know, it was interesting. Even though I've got a much better education than you and Mom had at this stage of my life, I simply won't have, and I understand that I won't have, the type of opportunities and the chance to have a better quality of life that your parents passed on to you. And it's easy to understand that. When you look at the fiscal side in Washington and you see the overspending, when you see the increasing intrusion of Washington on the ability of business people to put that new creative idea, that new innovative concept that can change the way that we live 5 and 10 years out, that's starting to come back home and impacting the very bulwark of our nation, the idea that we always pass on to something to the next generation that's stronger and better. But with that said, I can tell you that I have enormous optimism. Enormous optimism because I get a chance to see in Dallas and all through Texas that sense of optimism, that belief in tomorrow. And I'll also tell you that organizations like yours, organizations that understand the importance of faith and values, understand the importance of a free enterprise system, and understand the balance between government and between the strength of our free enterprise system and the importance of it in the way that we think about our nation. It's organizations like this that give me enormous confidence. So I want to thank each and every one of you, not only for being in Dallas and help pumping up our economy a little bit, but more importantly for what you do. Your thought leadership makes a difference. At a time when our nation needs it, you're the ones that are leading, and thank you very much. Again, thank you for being in Dallas, and thank you for being here. Peter, thanks so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.